More now on the life of Senator Edward Kennedy. His first major legislative victory helped change the face of this country. In 1965, he sponsored the Immigration and Nationality Act, which lifted national quotas on immigrants entering the country. It also helped launch Kennedy's career as an advocate for foreign-born people in the U.S. WBUR's Bianca Boskis-Tonis reports.
Before 1965, it was nearly impossible for immigrants from anywhere besides Western Europe to come to the United States. Senator Kennedy was in his early 30s and in office just a couple of years when he sponsored a bill that would change all that.
What the 65 legislation did...
Paul Watanabe is a professor of political science at UMass Boston.
It's allowed us to break away from the kind of discriminatory quotas that had existed for decades and provide an opportunity for people to come to the United States from different corners of the globe.
The law made family reunification the basis for immigration. This ushered in a flood of immigrants from Latin America and Asia. The foreign-born population went from 10 to nearly 30 million in 40 years. The system that Kennedy created has vexed people who favor strict restrictions on immigration, such as Mark Krikorian from the Center for Immigration Studies.
They created these immigration chains where one person comes here and then brings his brother and his brother's wife, and then the brother's wife brings her parents and her siblings and so on and so on and so on, creating the mass immigration that we have today.
Until the end of his life, Kennedy advocated louder than anyone else in the U.S. Senate to widen opportunities for the nation's immigrants. He crafted legislation raising the number of refugees coming to the U.S., and the 1986 bill that granted amnesty to 2.7 million people living here illegally. Kennedy also helped individuals caught by immigration enforcement. Chelsea resident Mario Rodas was detained in an immigration sweep in 2006. Kennedy wrote letters on his behalf to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, that delayed deportation long enough for Rodas to apply for and win political asylum to stay here. Rodas, now 22, calls Kennedy his hero.
He didn't care what other people thought. He always did what he thought was right, what he thought was moral, what he thought was human.
Kennedy came to New Bedford in 2007 to meet with the families of 361 immigrants detained in a factory raid. Afterwards, he denounced the government for detaining parents and sending them to a Texas lockup.
They terrorized women. They terrorized children. They broke up families. I don't want to go back to the United States Senate and hear from administration officials about family values.
After the raid, Kennedy and Senator John Kerry convinced Immigration and Customs Enforcement to write special guidelines for the treatment of immigrants with children. Ali Nourani from the National Immigration Forum, a coalition of reform advocates, was in Massachusetts at the time.
The guidelines that ICE brought into effect after that raid that the senator pushed for was the first time that immigration enforcement acknowledged that immigrants are human beings and need to be treated as such.
Nourani says the series of large-scale raids in New Bedford and other parts of the country caused Kennedy to rededicate himself to immigration reform. Kennedy sponsored a bill with Senator John McCain in 2007 that would have helped 12 million illegal immigrants get on a path to citizenship and strengthen workplace sanctions. The bill failed. Reform advocates are gearing up for another try in 2010. They say it will be harder without Kennedy, but the senator laid the groundwork. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Boskis-Tonis.